what thought there is in bringing the temple and the farm closer together as one entity rather than two.
Pero el día va pasando, pues respeto temporal.
Just as we have so many farming communities, Father is thinking that wherever our farm is, actually we're not farmers.
No.
Prabhupada is trying to create a class of intelligent men, Brahmin. Brahmin is the head of the human society. So actually it's one body, one entity already. Simply that there's different activities that we have to perform. Example is given, Bhuke Bahuru Padaja, that there's the head, there's the arms, there's the belly, the abdomen, and then there's the leg. And all of them are part of the same body. So you might say that the legs are removed from the head, or that the head is removed from the stomach, but actually it's all one body. And it works together. But the head gives direction to the whole body how to act properly, so that the benefit is there to be derived. So Srila Prabhupada is creating a class of brahmins, or heads of human society, who can give direction to the whole sphere of human activity so that they can become successful in human society. So in reality, we're not trying to create farmers. We're trying to create brahmins. But our farming communities are, so to speak, an example, an ideal example of how human society can live. Some people in the capacity of preachers, some people in the capacity of farmers, how so many activities can go on, various occupations, but all of them can be God-centered. So in reality, these people, they're farmers, they're out there on their tractor. They can jump off their tractor at any moment and preach the highest philosophy. Because actually they're God. Intelligent class of men. So it's one entity. The basic principle is that modern society is neglecting to train up, especially young men. You can see that in spite of so many universities throughout the world, these young men are being trained up how to become woman hunters and debauchers. Going to the bars, going to the gambling houses, and they're supposed to be educated people. So real education is how to train up one to have ideal character, become a Brahmin.
Means for that kid. There must be food for Laksa, otherwise how the society will lead. But that is also a requisition. Good direction required, good government required, good production required, and good workers required. Can explain that there is no understanding of spiritual life, that they are missing the opportunity of human life.
This Krishna consciousness is a spiritual culture. And basically speaking, the human society begins from dharma, or accepting the principle of God. Dharma begins with this acceptance of the principle of God, that human beings, their activities, have to be regulated, just like in human society, there's marriage. This is according to scripture. Every scripture regulates there must be marriage. This is dharma. It regulates certain activities that should be done, certain activities that should not be done. And basically speaking, this is the beginning of human civilization. Otherwise, we're simply living in a civilization of gross sense gratification, which is in reality no different or no better than the society of animals. So, from Dharma, human society begins. And generally, we can see practically that Dharma generally focuses, people are taking that Dharma is for the basis of economic development. This is proven practically because in pioneer times in America, for example, people that were simply going to churches and synagogues and temples and all kinds of things, what have you. And economic development was going on very nicely. In fact, economic development could not have gone on unless there was this principle of religion. People were very, practically speaking, in a pioneer situation, people are very barbaric. Struggle for existence, you know, here in the country. There's no roads, there's no cities. Everyone is very, simply interested to maintain themselves. But by churches and things of this nature, people saw the need for a civilized, give and take way of living, economic development. Then, gradually, the ideas developed further and further. But in modern day, we can see that people are having economic development, and there's no need for God. They think, at least. In other words, people are no longer attending churches, synagogues, things of this nature, because they're making sufficient money without the need of religion. Therefore, basic principle is being missed, that human life is not simply meant for economic development. Human life, we analyze, is saying that
human life is meant for making a solution of all material problems.
Yes.
That is the world. That point is missing. That there is another life which is eternal, blissful life of knowledge. So they have no idea that we can eternally live without birth, death, old age and disease. There is no information, neither education. But there is a life. There is, if you get eternal life, then the tribulations of material life no longer there. Birth, death, old age and disease. But they have no idea or information because there is no intelligent man to understand that there is another life which is eternal life of bliss and knowledge. There is no information. That is the defect of the modern civilization. They are living like animals, no intelligence. So, actually human life is meant for purifying our existential condition, so that we may not be subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. That they are missing. They do not know neither there is any education nor university. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to educate people on that line. It is not a sentimental religious system. It is an educational system. How one can transfer himself to eternal blissful life.
Yes. Meeting done.
When you come?
2 hours ago.
Sir, everything is all right?
Yes.
explain to them our eternal life.
Eternal life.
Yes.
Eternal life is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Ajo Nitya Shashvatam Yo Prana. Jayate Niyate Vata Dasa. Mahavishpa Bhavita Vana Bhuyaha. Ajo Nitya Shashvatam Yo Prana. Eternal means without a beginning, without an end. So this body, human form of life, or tree form of life, or animal form of life, aquatic form of life, it has a beginning and it has an end. But the person, the soul, has no beginning or end. This is described by Krishna that we've experienced in our practical lifetime that when we were very tiny, youth, we had a small body, child's body, komaran, govanam, then youthful body, then we had an old man, old woman's body, like this. So practically speaking, this body is constantly changing. Although, Krishna gives this example because he's trying to explain a very fine point of understanding, namely transmigration of the soul. That in reality, the body that we have is changing at every moment, at every instant. But we cannot see that because our consciousness is not so sharp to pick up on this change of body. But Krishna explains, you can see that you had a small body, now you have a youthful body, now you have an old man's body. Actually, there is a continuum of change at every moment. So this is the changing material body, and the mind likewise is changing. But the soul, the living entity, is not changing. And this is experienced practically by the fact that in spite of so many changes of body that we've had, we're still the same person. It's like we can remember when we were young children, playing in the park or in the street. Then older, older, older. Going to school, older. Family life, older. Now we're retired, now like this, now. So like this, the body is changing in so many ways, but still I'm the same person. This can be practically experienced. Everyone has to understand. Different body, but you're still the same person. So this spiritual identity should be the real concern. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. This should be the real concern of the human society. Not this temporary changing body. The whole human society is presently geared how to satisfy the demands of this temporary body. So we can see practically that this is fruitless. Ultimately, we have to give up this body. Ultimately, we have to give up our connection with society, with family, with everything. So everything should have its proper place, naturally, but the real focus of human life should be on the soul. This is Krishna consciousness. Not only the soul, but the relationship of the soul with God. So practically speaking, Krishna consciousness is a spiritual movement. We're trying to come to the platform, as Prabhupada has been speaking in class in the mornings about sadharma, eternal religion, or eternal activity of the soul. Sat means eternal. Here in this material world, everything is temporary. By accident, you may be born in America, or in India, or in Japan, or in a human form, or in a cat form. But it's temporary. But the soul is eternal. And there is also a place, Parasadma Kubhava Anya, another place, beyond this material world, which is called the spiritual world. And that place is Sanatana. That place is eternal. And Krishna also is eternal. So sat dharma, or eternal occupation of the soul, eternal religion, is that the living entity should be in this place, this eternal place, where there's no change in body. That you have to take a body and then give it up, then according to your work, take another body and then give it up. Evolve in the cycle of birth and death unnecessarily. Go to the Sanatana atmosphere. And there the Sanatana Lord is there, and there the soul is in its natural environment. And the exchange of love that takes place in this spiritual world, this is that environment. In this temporary world, birth and death, this is asa. Krishna says, Dukalayam Asasya. Asa. It's a temporary birth. We're taking it to be real. Just like in a dream, we take that the dream is all in all. But by chanting this mantra, we will be awakened from this maddening, materialistic way of life, which is simply binding us up more and more to this false conception of attachment to this body. Practically, we know that we have to give up this body. But still, because everyone in the material world, Prabhupada explained this morning, is just like a madman. People are attached. It's like if you're attached to your clothes, and you're thinking that if my clothes are finished, I'm finished. So this is a mad proposition. You can always get another set of clothes. Similarly, we're different from this body. So to be overly attached to this body, or even attached at all, is a form of madness. That's a fact. We analyze it soberly.
You mentioned an exchange of love in the spiritual world.
Yes.
I do.
Everyone is exchanging love in this world. You see that practically, that husband and wife are exchanging love, children and parents are exchanging love, friend and friend are exchanging love. There's so many different relationships in which we exchange, even animals, like a dog, pet dog is exchanging love. It's been analyzed, experiments have been done that even a plant is more productive when he knows that the person who's taking care of the plant is a friend. They speak about the green stuff. So even plants respond, they're sensitive. In a sense, they're also exchanging love in a simple way. So this loving propensity is natural. The difficulty is that due to ignorance, we're exchanging love on the bodily side, which is asa, temporary. Therefore, everyone is blessed. Everyone is Christian. It's a false platform of love. So the real platform of love is when we come to be soul platform. Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. Rama Bhuta Prasanatma na sochate na kanchate. Sanatarvesu bhuteshu mad bhaktam lagate param. That when you come to the soul platform, it's also called Rama Bhuta space, or platform of the soul, then mad bhaktam lagate param. That bhakti means transcendental love and service to God.
Bhakti means, yes, exchange of love between God and the individual soul.
This becomes awakened on the spiritual platform. So the Krishna consciousness process is gradually to purify one, because that natural loving propensity is there. Our intention, and practically we're experiencing it, is that Krishna consciousness is natural way of life. It's not artificial imposition. Rather, in this present materialistic way of life, so many artificial standards and impositions have been put upon us. You can see that because culture is always changing. One year this is right to do, the next year that's right. Everything is simply mental concoction. But this Krishna consciousness process is eternal. It's never changed. We have history from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from millions and millions of years. People have been engaged in the very same process that we're following, of chanting the holy name, worshipping the deity in the temple, taking prasadam, association with saintly persons. The very same process, it hasn't changed. And the very same sentiment of love of God is being awakened, naturally. So our contention is that the love is simply misdirected. Simply it has to be redirected towards Krishna, and the spiritual master, he does this. He takes our energy, our love, our intelligence, our everything, and directs it towards Krishna. And as a result, you become Krishna. It's a very natural process. Just like we have a propensity to love, so rather than waste our love on the temporary forms of the material world, because they're all perishable. They help us to apparatus, atmasane, first of all, we love the body. Deha. And Patya, we love the family members, the sons. Kalacha, we love our wife. Adishu, we love our community, nation. So many things. But all of these things, they're temporary. They won't last. They can't endure. So all of our love practically is being wasted.
There is an example in a water tank. You throw one stone, it becomes a circle. And the circle expands. Unless the circle comes to the shore. Similarly, our loving affair begins from personal self to family, then family to society, community, nation, international, but still it is imperfect. Unless the circle reaches to the lotus feet of God, then it is satisfied. Shamin kitatho shmi barangla jas. Here, any loving affairs that is more or less lusty, a man or woman love each other with some desire, not without desire. That desire is sensuality. Actually, that is lust, not love. Your love can be exchanged in relationship with God. Yes, there are temporary, a boy, a girl, or a man, a woman, in relationship of love, but it breaks as soon as the lusty desire is not fulfilled. So here there is no question of love, it is all lusty desire. Real love can be achieved when it is exchanged with Krishna or God. That is the recommendation given by Chaitanya. That is the highest achievement. When we come on the loving platform with God, then He has satisfied. Big political leaders in our country, like Mahatma Gandhi, he loved his country so much, but the reward was that he was killed by his own men, by his countrymen. But this is not possible when the love is exchanged between God. Tonteya pratiryani hi nameha kappanasya. Little love for God can save you from the greatest danger of life. That is your love. And if you love Krishna, then you can love everyone. Just like we are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, it is out of love for Krishna. Otherwise, you would have sat down at home and loved Krishna while you are trying to spread this love exchange to others. Because I know, or we know, that here in this material world, the so-called love exchange is frustrating. People are being frustrated. But let him love Krishna, then really that's it. This is our mission. Everyone has got loving propensity. If this child has now love for his mother, of the mother and the perfection of the child will grow, the love to his parents. He will love somebody else. When he becomes young man, the love is transferred to somebody else. So, here this so-called love is not permanent. But when we love Krishna, it is permanent exchange of loving humor or mellow. And that is required. Sai, it is called Sai Ma. Sai means permanent. It is never end. You really loving mellow, it are. Asrishya bhapadavatam kunashtu maam parvahatam karukhuvam yathapathava pridhatulam patra patpanana pasta sariya. Explain me. Siddhasta.
Do not know anyone but Krishna, my Lord.
Yeah.
Lord Chaitanya. He wrote only 8 verses about all this literature. Then there was followed the body and the body was about love of God. So then this chapter from 8 verses, the last verse is translated as phrase, I do not know anyone but Krishna as my Lord. He will always remain as such. Even if he handles me roughly in his embrace, or makes me broken hearted, not being present before me. He's completely free to do anything and everything. He will remain my worshipable Lord, unconditionally. So this is just the opposite. This is pure love, just the opposite of the what Srila Prabhupada is explaining, that in this material world, love is based on some desire. It actually becomes a kind of business. That I love you if you will respond in this way. But to speak of someone saying that I love you, even if you act as a good watch, you don't have to be faithful. That you can do as you like in your own way. But my declaration is that I simply want to serve you. You'll always be my worshipful object. The love should be like that. Otherwise, it is simply business. I will give you the product if you give me the money. But the lover is the living
God. Expect anything you can. That is real love. Just like this mother, his loving child, not expecting any return. But she still gives service. So that is a little sample of pure love. But here also, when the child is grown up, the child is not obedient, the mother practically withdraws love. But in the spiritual world, unconditionally, love is there. As it is explained, asrishya bhapadavatam kunashtu maam parvahatam, whatever you do, I don't mind that, but still I love. That is pure love.
As a mother loves the child in pure love, does that help her to also find the pure love in the spiritual world?
Oh, yes. Just like Mother Yashoda is loving Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is loving Krishna. That is pure love. This loving affair between father and the son is a perfect reflection of that pure love.
I think he's asking a question also that sometimes comes up, that if one loves in this material world, for example, one loves a child or loves humanity, does this help to develop love of God?
No. But if you love God, it helps to love the human. this life, if you supply food to the stomach, it helps the eyesight. But if you supply food to the eyes, then you become blind.
Isn't it important to mold the activity ourselves and also the children who come into this movement, to mold them so that we can become Krishna conscious?
Yes, that is our gurukul is there. Now, the children are becoming Krishna conscious. They are in the school. How they are learning Krishna consciousness. They are doing the same thing, offering obeisances to the deity, taking prasadam, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So the same way as his father is weak, then automatically he is being chanted in Krishna consciousness. Good association, that is required. Satam prasannat mohi prasannuddha. We are keeping this house quiet for association of devotees, so that automatically they will dance to Satam by association. The most unfortunate position is that there is no education about future life or the perfection of life. The education is the animal education. The animal eating, we are eating. If we are eating on table, on nice place, nice chair, then we think we are bought. But the business is eating. Similarly, sleeping, the dog is sleeping on the street, we are sleeping in good apartment, the sky is covered building. They are thinking this is a bhakti of civilization. But actually the business is sleeping. Similarly, set right, the dog is having sex life on the street, we are having a very nice apartment. That business is sex. In this way, our modern activities are animal activities, but in a polished way. But that does not make any difference between the animal propensity and so-called civilized life. Civilized life is there when we understand what is God, our relationship with God. That is the light. And that is lacking. There is no such education. The education is only the same animal life in a polished way.
Srila Prabhupada. Could it be said that in a society where stress is placed on developing this understanding of God, people would naturally become disinclined towards these so-called modern activities of sense gratification?
That is the best qualification. If he becomes disinterested with this so-called modern civilized activity, that is the perception of life. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatta sya. Bhakti means the more you become God conscious, you become disinterested with this material activity. And that is needed, because material activities means you are wasting our time. What is the value of animal life? It is risky. If we become like animals, when we become animals, next birth. Janjanabhati smaranabhavam kajastanti kalivaram. At the time of death, the mind's position will give me another body. That is nature's law. That we do not know, there is no education how the body is being transferred, how the soul is transferred to a different body. And there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. And at the time of death, according to our mentality, we have to accept by nature's law a type of body which may not be human body. That we do not know, there is no education. The people are kept in darkness about the laws of nature. There is a very risky situation. It's like without any knowledge, if you infect some disease, it will manifest in due course of time and you have to suffer. Similarly, without any knowledge, we are infecting the modes of material nature, and according to that modes of material nature, you have to accept a type of body which may not be very comfortable. Of course, there is no comfort. When there is death, we don't want death, but there is compulsory death, there is no comfort at all. But still, the short duration of life, if we have little comfort, but again, if we have discomfortable life, then what is the benefit of discomfort? That material laws of nature, we do not know, neither any education about it. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving that education. Therefore, it is not a sentimental, so-called religious movement. It is a scientific movement of real education. To solve the problems of that.
I don't think human society has been educated to even understand the problem, to speak of the cure.
The problem there is, but he's a fool who wants to die while this fire brigade is running here and there to save life. He doesn't want to die.
They will say, though, that everyone...
No, they will say that is what they foolishly or whatever they may say, that let them say. Actually, he doesn't like to die. I said, let there be fire. Why you call? Fire brigade. Let me die peacefully in the fire. Nonsense is suffering. But still he says there is no suffering. That is nonsense. That is ignorance. He is suffering every moment, but he does not know why he is suffering. That is ignorance. There is an animal. You are taking him to the slaughterhouse. He is suffering. He is screaming. But he does not know why I am taken to slaughterhouse and I am screaming. That is animal life. And when there will be question of why I am suffering, I did not want this fire. Why there is fire? And that is what was it. Is there any solution? And then there is evil. And if he remains like animal and simply try to make some remedial measures, he is suffering undoubtedly. But because he does not take it seriously, therefore he is animal. Animal does not take seriously. Why is suffering? That is the distinction between human life and human animal life. Suffering is there, but the animal does not take it seriously. But human life must take it seriously, and that is human. There are so many sufferings. This is adi-dvaivik. Adi-dvaivik, by say accident, by nature, by superior power, some miserable condition is being enforced upon us. Suppose there is an earthquake that is not in your hand, but it may cause some havoc. This is adi-dvaivik. Similarly, adi-bhautik, suffering caused by other living entities, and adhyatmik, suffering caused by this body and mind. The suffering is always there, but you are suffering. You have been accustomed to suffer. But when the question is that why I am suffering, whether there is any remedy, that is human life. Other is animal. That is the distinction between animal and human. There is fire, and there are animals only, dogs and cats. They cannot call fire breathing. They die. Because they do not know how to take measures. But human being immediately calls fire brigade just to try to save himself. But the suffering is there, either in animal or human being. But the distinction is the human being tries to counteract it, the animal cannot. If we simply become subject to the suffering without any remedial measure, then you are animal. And you are suffering and you try for the remedial measure, that is human. This is plenty. You cannot say there is no suffering. Suffering is there, both for the animal and for the man. The man tries for the remedial measure, the animal can.
Some of the modern day cults in America, different philosophies, they say that all of the suffering is experienced within the mind. So they try by meditation to ignore.
That's all right. When there is fire, you meditate. Why would Paul find it? If you are so great meditator, then it's born meditating. Why would Paul find fire? Nonsense, all that stuff. Simply that stuff. Mura. They have been described as Mura. Frescas, that's all.
Sometimes they say it's just a dream, and they say, if you are bothering me, then you are just my dream. I don't have to worry about it. I'll have another dream and it'll go away.
Remember, dream is it may, but when the that is fire, it's not a dream, but when you fall happy. When you're diseased, why you go to physician? Dream it. The major problems, birth, death, and old age, and disease, you do not want them. You must seek the measures. That is human life. Whether birth, death, old age, disease can be stopped, if there is any such life, where there is no more birth, death, that is human life. Apatam brahma vityasa, that is the Vedanta philosophy. Now, this human life is meant for inquiry about these things. If you don't inquire, that you remain animal. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save the human society from this animal life, to bringing to the real human life. Animal life means there is suffering, go on trouble. Human life means there is suffering, how to do, how to counteract it. Very good. Human life. Suffering, so long you have got this body, there must be suffering. Nunam pravatta kurute vikarma. The indriya pripaya aprinoti. Nasadu manne, jato atmanayam, asanna pi kresa jayasa jayha. Because means, the Rishabha is rewarding. The nunan pramatta kurute vipan. These rascals being mad after self-gratification, that doing everything and anything irresponsible. Nunan pramatta, pramatta means mad. Nunam pravatta kurute vikarma, things which he should not have done, but he is doing. Why? Just indriya pritaye, simply for sense getting. Therefore he advises, na sadhu ayam, this is not good. Why it is not good? Jata, he has already got a body, material body, for which he is suffering, and he is again creating the circumstance by which he will again get a material body and he will suffer. Therefore one should act very responsible, not like madman. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Then, is that innocent? Nāyana deha deho bhājāna nilope. Kastan kamat arhati vir bhujam. This body, although I have got this body, and the dog has got the body, or the hog has got the body. But this body is not meant for being spoiled like the dogs and hogs. The hog is also whole day working to find out where it's food. The ET also work whole day and night for our self-gratification. Then where is the difference between the hog's life and my life? The human life, human beings should be sober to understand what is the problem of life, why I am subjected to so many tribulations, how to remedy, how to find out the remedy, and that requires tapasya, tapodibham, in order to create that brain, it requires a little tapasya. Therefore we are recommending no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, because we are already mad by material existence. And again, forced to become more and more mad by intoxication, by meat eating, by this. Then where is the light? The light is finished. Because to understand these problems of life requires a little brain. So, to create that brain, these little tapasas. He's already puzzled, and if you make him more and more puzzled by supplying him intoxication and his cross-eating or meeting, then he remains in the grossest platform of ignorance. That is the human activity. The brain must be little clear to understand what is the value of life, why I am suffering. If there is any remedial measure, how can I take it? That is brain. And if the brain is used only to find out where is sense gratification, where is sex, where is food, where is shelter, where is money, that business is being done by the hogs and dogs. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to save people from these dogs and hogs' life and to come to the real platform of understanding the value of it. They do not know it. Nothing to do with Shastra, nothing to do with Vahiratthama. They do not know what is the aim of life simply by false hope. They are trying to adjust things with material effects. That will never be done. Durasa. Durasa means it is useless hope. It cannot. That's right. Practically, you see that here in New York City, American people are very rich and intelligent. But they cannot stop this fire, which is unwanted. They cannot stop. That is not possible. Because they are living very high, 300 feet high, or more than that, you are not safe still. You are still in the same danger. Because you are living in big size covered building, it does not mean that you will not die. Death is there also. The birth, death, old age, disease, the real problems of life, does not mean that because we have advanced in so-called material civilization, we have avoided birth, death. Even big scientists who gave us so many big inventions, but still they died. They could not invent something which is protect them from death. That the time of death, give me this pill so that I will not die and I will go on giving you more scientific effort. That is not. What is your question?
That some people think that by meditating, that they can somehow or another ignore.
Meditating means this subject matter, that I don't want death. Why they come upon me? That is real meditation.
So then the problems of life are more than simply those which we perceive.
Yes. Otherwise, what is meditation? Think about something seriously. That is meditation. But if you have no important, serious thinking, simply some imagination, how it will help you.
I was feeling they're having one convention here, the Democratic National Convention, one of the two big political parties in the city, at one place called Madison Square Garden. And all the television and newspaper people in the whole country will be there. They're beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. So we want to send all the devotees in the temple on Sankirtan party there, because we feel that not only will the atmosphere become purified, but also all the television cameras and all the newspaper people will interview our devotees and take their picture, and they'll be on television all over the country.
That is good thought.
So we are requesting for all the devotees to possibly go.
Yeah.
And that way they could all attend. If you have a big force.
At least let them hear. Yeah. But it's just, yeah.
The feeling it could be just like with Chankadi. When he was on Lord Chaitanya, that is true, a disobedience move. Perhaps if we chant loud enough.
By hearing this transcendental vibration, they will benefit.
The actual presidential candidates will be there.
Mm-hmm.
The presidential candidates, the candidates for the president of the United States, they will be there.
They'll all be there tonight.
All right. Well, all right. Chant Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Indian Prata. Both of you are in India?
No, only Mahabodhi and Sivabha. Who's not here right now.
Well?
So they're very successful. Now we're thinking we'd like to take this party all over the world if we could.
Oh, yes. Do.
Not so far. We've had our scope the United States. We want to make it the whole world.
And our books have been appreciated in by Russia.
Hmm.
Yes. So the scope is everywhere. What is your experience?
In India, Prabhupada, it's very, very large. I've spoken some letters, but the experience is even greater.
Oh, come on. So Mrs. Kalman is going to become a sannyasi. Gradually you have to become.
But
so if you feel uncomfortable, you can sit on this.
No.
You are already accustomed.
I'm always accustomed.
So how are you?
Very good, Papa.
You are now in New York?
I live here.
No, you leave, I know. Sometimes you go out.
Much traveling, but we come for the parade. Down to the
So you occasionally come to the temple?
Yes.
That's right. Hmm. So? Good.
Very good. 200 places, universities, schools, government institutions, big ministers, temple, management sort
of. They have given all orders?
Pardon?
They have given all orders?
Most of them gave orders to our, even unlike some of the United States, but they would order all 17 Chaitanya Charitamritas and all the volumes of Bhagavatam now and place an order for the rest to come, plus other books. And we lowered the price to about 45 rupees, which was right where they can afford to pay for the volumes and the need to take.
Now, what is the usual price?
And it was $7.95, which would be about 80 rupees or something like that. It would be very expensive for one volume.
So you have reduced the price?
To 45 rupees. Gopal Krishna made it very, very reasonable for them.
That's all right. They are taking both parties. One thing. We don't want much profit.
Many reviewers also. Big Sanskrit, the largest in the world, is happening. Professors here that also read the reviews and very much appreciate all the different parts of the review that are going to sell.
You're welcome. That's fine. So, Met World Party.
Yes, we're very excited to do that. We're going to present it to the GBC, what our practical plan is. Take the same party everywhere in Europe and then India.
And there are other places too.
We are getting good response out of our books all over the world.
Constantly growing. Any new writings coming up?
Will you come in to enthuse? I know that you're trying to so much, but now you're getting lots of textbook orders, large orders, 70, 90, 100 books in one class. So the pressure is improving the way the more books. They're constantly saying more and more.
So you're ready. You're ready.
Thank you, Paul.
So, get prasad on to accept out of it.
About to accept this information.
Thank you. Yeah. Give this garlic.
We're still building the fund. Left over from Gohari's work. So we're constantly putting more money into the fund.
Yes, my funds have been applied in printing books and expanding centers. My book trust is divided into two, 50% for reprinting the books and 50% for expanding centers.
Any way I can help, Prabhupada?
Thank you.
You're going to have a big parade. My favorite.
You have got that store?
Well, we're doing all wholesaling now, Prabhupada. We sell to stores, department stores, across the United States. We had to give up the store because we couldn't have time once.
We are now making wholesale business.
Yes.
Yes.
More volume.
Wholesale business is better than retail. My father was a wholesale cloth seller, cloth merchant.
Mm-hmm.
So he liked wholesale business, not retail.
The wholesale is much better. It's more financial.
A little profit, but the aggregate is better.
Volume.
Yeah, volume. In those days, he was making cloth business, he was making profit. One and a half, two pies per piece.
Very small part.
Yes. The Marwari businessmen, they want to sell. So suppose 1 lakh of what goes, if there is customer to pay him immediately, 1 lakh 10 rupees, he will get English. He thinks I'll not have 10 rupees. That's again, person. That is their way of it. They are not calculating that I have invested 1 lakh rupees, I must get at least 10%. No. Not at loss. A little profit. Never mind. Give me cash. That is Marwari business. And he, when he goes to purchase from his supply, he sees that this man is purchasing at a time 1 lakh, 2 lakh. So he gives him all credit. So later on, he establishes credit without any payment. He gets up. And they keep their credit. On the day of payment, they must pay.
Exactly.
And therefore the Marwaris, they become very big business.
Very powerful.
Yeah. These Birlas, they have become so big, they have so much credit in the market that by telephone, they lost any gold merchant, that you purchase $1,000 of gold for me. He will immediately purchase because he has a credit. And next moment he pulls another gold merchant. What is the price? He says, say $100. So he purchases without any investment and sells immediately and makes $100, profit, some by telephone.
Very quick.
In this way, they become very, very big. They know how to use this art, this Marwari. He has going in India. We'll see, Marwari, very quickly they become. They know how to do business.
Bali.
Volume of business. Of course, volume of business can be done, which is easily selling.
Very good market in the United States for clothing.
Clothing.
Yeah. Constantly growing.
You're purchasing from Ahmedabad?
We purchase from Bombay, out of Bombay.
Bombay. Bombay is the center. So, now we are having our temple. Whenever you go, you can stay with them.
Yes, we've been out there many times.
Mm-hmm. Vrindavan, Bombay.
Uh-huh.
And you have been in Mayapur also?
No, we haven't been in the Mayapur. We keep...
Mayapur also.
How is the school in Vrindavan?
The school building is going.
Have you started?
After the building is finished.
Well, you know, you must be very busy, Prabhupada, with your writings and your books.
Yes, at night. At daytime, I don't find time. Mm-hmm. But at night, I write.
So we just came to say hello. Mm-hmm. See you.
Thank you.
See you at the parade.
Give this to Mrs. Right.
Sorry. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. We were talking. I think management questions come, then it is a distraction. But also, even if the devotees are here and it is preaching, even then, so much time is taken. So we want to do the thing which is most pleasing. So we were thinking to arrange a link left darshan with the devotees.
But outside that, if they refuse, they may be sorry. That is.
No outside.
No
outside.
Yes.
We are arranging time range that each time in the morning when we go for a walk, we are taking all of the
devotees. Only for outside that to keep. Say from 5 to 6. And
important is
if they let them come one by one. If they come one at a time, they will sit down. They will not try to go out. But if they come, see for 2 minutes and go out, then another time. And then it will be nice interview.
Yes. And the devotees can come in the morning for class.
That's right. Try this experiment.
Anything that we can do to assist you in the translating work is the best service.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please.
It's mustard oil.
Huh?
It's mustard oil with spices, and I'm not sure what the fruit is. It may be mango. I'm not sure.
Some kind of courage or anything else, isn't
it? Why not check this?
You want me to try it, see what it is?
Yeah. Just a second. What is that?
Can't tell.
Not this?
Tastes like mustard island spices. I think it's mango. I think it's green mango.
That's not it.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's mango. Mango?
That's nice. This verse that we were studying yesterday, Yogya Patra, Aujumi, Bhakti Pravartayite, Krame Sava, Tattva Shuna, Kahiye Tomate. You are fit to propagate the cause of devotional service. Therefore, gradually hear all the truths about it from me. I shall tell you about it.
This is the to see the U.S. sanitary condition. Such a important country is so messy everywhere, but see, what is it? This is a good sign. In other cities, this is so neat and clean. Washington, England, Parkway, so neat and clean. Why this city is neglected? Los Angeles also, neat and clean. Which other city is even?
Which one?
Detroit is. Detroit is
also. That park was a little dirty also.
Mm.
Good times.
This is national deliveries. Every street full of garbage, litters. Not only now, but I will be here. The last 10 years, at this answer.
One of the parents of the devotees who came the other day, they said they went to Vrindavan, and the gentleman who brought those pictures, photographs in Washington, he said he was surprised how clean Vrindavan was.
When in the poorest man's house you go, when you be there, you find everything neat. At least the kitchen, eating, very neat. The climatic condition is also. Almost all the earth is inside. Only during rainy season. Sun. That is also cooling. After summer season, the rainy season covering the very India is cooling. Everywhere.